I can do this, I sniffled. My tears had given me an inspiration. I stopped on the porch and took hold of his face in my hands. I looked fiercely into his eyes. I love you, I said in a low, intense voice. I will always love you, no matter what happens now. Nothing is going to happen to you, Bella, he said just as fiercely. Just follow the plan, okay? Keep Charlie safe for me. He's not going to like me very much after this, and I want to have the chance to apologize later. Get inside, Bella. We have to hurry. His voice was urgent. One more thing, I whispered passionately. Don't listen to another word I say tonight. He was leaning in, so all I had to do was stretch up on my toes to kiss his surprised, frozen lips with as much force as I was capable of. Then I turned and kicked the door open. Go away, Edward! I yelled at him, running inside and slamming the door shut in a still shocked face. Bella? Charlie had been hovering in the living room and he was already on his feet. Leave me alone! I screamed at him through my tears, which were flowing relentlessly now. I ran up the stairs to my room, throwing the door shut and locking it. I ran to my bed, flinging myself on the floor to retrieve my duffel bag. I reached swiftly between the mattress and box spring to grab the knotted old sock that contained my secret cash hoard. Charlie was pounding on my door. Bella, are you okay? What's going on? His voice was frightened. I'm going home, I shouted, my voice breaking in the perfect spot. Did he hurt you? His tone edged toward anger,